I give with no strings attached, and I receive in the same manner. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I give with no strings attached, and I receive in the same manner. For me, the great joy that I have in everything is giving. I just love to give. I just love to share, and if people drop their hat, I'll talk. And I was in Farmington, New Mexico past weekend, and as I was there, people dropped their hat continuously, and we'd be in the restaurant, and they'd ask a question, and I would give a 15-minute talk, you know. We would be at the home of Randy and Susan would bring up a topic, and then I would just spout off, you know, giving them my understanding of it, my love of it, my appreciation of it. And then as soon as that was finished, Randy would make a comment, and there I'd go again, and there I'd go again. And it went on from something like 7:30 till 10 o'clock, you know, just one topic right after another, asking concepts and concepts and concepts. But this is a joy. This is a joy because I don't have to make notes because I know what I believe. I don't have to say what I'm going to talk about because I know what I believe. I know what I believe on every subject. And if, like these three talks today here, I've gathered together these topics from every source I could, other people's quotes and other places and so forth, and I blended them a little bit more into our philosophy of positive thinking, and then I've written up maybe 100 of them. Now, how do I know? And then here, thought for today comes up. A kindness done today is the surest way to a brighter tomorrow. And boom, you know, that you have to take off on the topic without any thought as to what that means. So you listen within. And when you listen within, you always come up with something beautiful and something great. Yesterday's talk should have been a smile as a curve that sets everything straight. And I put down at the two-hour lecture that how you deal with something or other here. What was the phrase, remember?
No. The cautious man.
How you deal with unbelievers.
Oh, unbelievers.
Yeah. How do you deal with unbelievers when one of the unbelievers is a member of your family? So that, you know, could be a difficult situation. And, of course, I just had loads of fun with it. And so we put that on in place of a smile as a curve that sets everything right, for instance, illumination. And it got on. And it was just loads of fun. Mm-hmm. And I just had a good time, and people were having a good time, and everyone was enjoying it so. And it's a great experience. It's a great experience. And today, I give with no strings attached, and I receive the same in the same manner. Now, where did this come from? Out of what book did it come out of? Out of what concept? It doesn't make any difference. Because what I say about it is not what the original author had intended to say. Because his ideas and his ways of looking at it, or hers, might be quite different. So, I give with no strings attached. Everything I give freely and openly and joyously. And people take it and they run with it and live with it and make it theirs. We've been studying a beautiful philosophical concept recently, and in it, the author of the concept is saying everyone basically is in charge of their world, and everyone basically is the creator of whatever goes on, and they should have happy thoughts. Everyone basically is creator of their world, is creator of their activities, and they're untouched by what other people do. And as they're untouched by what other people do, then the things that other people do don't disturb them, which is kind of simple. Well, you see, why is it that the war doesn't disturb you And you can say 10,000 on one side and 1,000 on the other, but nothing comes nigh unto you. Why is it you can say them? Because you're the creator of your world. You're the creator of every little thing that goes on in your world. So what do? You give of your concept. You give of your belief. You give of your dreams and yourself. And if anyone takes it, fine. If nobody takes it, fine. You don't care because you are yourself. And so if I look at Ingeborg, I see her as a loving, gentle, caring person. If I look at Sylvia, I see her as a genius. And I see her as Michelangelo sculpting the beautiful gifs out of marble. And I see her walking the path and enjoying seeing the little flowers and seeing, you see the big blue plants today? My, there's a whole bunch of them up along the path here. Big, blue, glorious plants. Well, now, see, that's what we see. That's what we see. Now, do you want to see rattlesnakes?
Yeah.
Well, then create them in your world. Talk about them. Do you want to see things that are not pleasant to look at? Then create them. Talk about them. Talk about them. Talk about them. And they surely will come. They surely will appear. People come up here and say, do you have rattlesnakes? Do you have rattlesnakes? We've lived here for 30 years now, and we've seen maybe about 20 rattlesnakes in the entire time, and it's only when people like you come up here saying, you have rattlesnakes here. And then we look at them and we say, okay, now you've seen it, now rattlesnake, you go play in the woods there. You just have a good time. And Brad was telling me yesterday, he sees rattlesnakes. Oh. And he said he saw this big one, and he said the guy didn't want to move, you know. Well, I thought to myself, Brad, that's his playground. You move. Get out of his way, you know. You see him, you know. And he said the rattlesnake was a little disturbed. Well, of course he's disturbed. He sees this person that is not supposed to be in his world. Why did the rattlesnake create him in his world? Ho, 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 you know. Well, why did he create the rattlesnake in his world? It's a mutual arrangement, you know, mutual admiration society. So I tell Brad, I said, Brad, look at everything and see it beautiful. Look at everything and see it wonderful. Look at everything and see it magnificent, and so it is. Look at everything and see peace, and so it is. Now, this is what I give when I give to the world. I give the ideas of harmony and peace and love and joy and goodness, and that's what I receive back. Because when I look out on a world of peace, I receive back peace. When I look out on a world of joy, I receive back joy. The Border Patrol were driving up and down the property with their helicopters and their jeeps, and they were just having a great old time. And they were driving off to one side so that their head was stuck out the window, didn't they see any strange footprints there. How do they know? Which is our footprints, this is our path, and or some international travelers, you know. And the international travelers, what do? Say it quickly. Huh?
The brush is waved.
Yeah, I see all this brushing mark. You see the brushing mark?
Yes.
Yeah. And but what else do they do?
They go barefoot.
They wear socks.
Yeah,
perhaps they go barefoot too, but they wear socks.
Mm.
So you can't tell what their shoe is or papers or anything, you know. And hey, cool. They're very creative. The only thing I'm not interested in having to go through this property are drugs, you know. And so I just say, I surround this property with my pure white light of light, love, and all is peace and harmony.
Right.
And drugs, to me, are not peace and harmony. They're something else. But the people, and Rex was getting so upset at a bush today. There's a bush down by Ellen's house, and it's a big, big bush. And we walk by this bush, and Rex is going, and he's looking at that bush. And I said, well, Rex, let's go see what's over here. See if we got some visitors. Well, we went over there, and here under the bush, you could see where it was matted down, where some people had perhaps gathered as the Border Patrol was driving by, you know. And so they were sitting in there, apparently. We didn't see them. There's nobody there when we looked, but the smell was still there. And so Rex, okay, all's well now. And we went on our way. But you see, this is a joy. This is the joy. I give with no strings. What's that?
Yeah, he blessed it.
Oh, yes. Oh, he sure did bless it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he went in and lifted his leg. He said, this is my territory here. But this is the wonderful thing about giving, and giving totally with no strings, because I don't want anyone to give me anything, because everyone is giving me everything. No matter what I do, the desire of my heart is fulfilled. No matter what I say, the desire of my heart is fulfilled. And if anyone comes up and wants to read into my life or into my world things that are inharmonious, hey, that's their problem. That's their problem. Well, it's your problem because they don't like you then. That's still their problem, because I still like me. You see, if you say to a little boy, did you take that car, did you take that bicycle? And the boy says, no, Mom, I didn't. But they said they saw you take it. No, Mom, I didn't. And if you believe in your son, if you absolutely believe in him, then the issue is over, unless somebody else pursues it. And later on, it is found out that someone else took the bike. So if your son says he didn't do it, and you believe in him, he didn't do it. But if your son says he didn't do it, and you don't believe in him, then you're going to find indications or evidence that he might have done it, and might have done it. Ultimately, you'll find he didn't, because he said he didn't, and he's an honest person. You hear? Mm-hmm. And that makes all the difference in the world. Makes all the difference in the world. I receive in the same manner. I receive in the same manner of love and peace and joy and harmony and goodness. And really, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. I give with no strings attached, and I receive in the same manner. Now, you all have a lovely day, and you all know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.